Dungeon Master Michael DeMauro. My pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Mike Bachman.
This shirt kind of makes it look like I'm wearing a hospital gown.
I was going to say that, but you said it first.
Mika Howard.
I didn't want to say anything, too, but I think we were all saying it. I'm so glad you said it first because I didn't want to be mean. I love you, Bachman. She, her.
I'm glad you're not in the hospital.
I think it's super sexy. Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone. My pronouns are she, her.
And Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are he, him.
We just did a reverse classic.
Oh, nice. Just feel like I tested it out. See how it feels.
No, don't call it that because we're never going to be able to remember which one's classic.
Which is the classic.
Which one's reverse classic.
Well, I don't remember. What is classic, Jennifer, me, Bachman, Mika?
Classic is Twitter order.
Yeah, Twitter order.
Yeah.
Oh, the end. I see.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That makes sense. Reverse classic.
Yeah.
Nice.
How's everyone doing? We've been on a call for a long time.
Are we going to get kicked off?
I'm having a great time. I love talking to my friends.
It's fun.
Yeah, I love you guys.
I guess we'll do a podcast, though, instead of just talking.
My comrades.
Well, you know, we're making moves. We were talking about business.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about business.
Changes.
It is really funny to go from, like, haha, our silly podcast where, you know, Rowan buries her money in the woods, but then it's like, no, but you actually have to make some decisions about how this show is run. Like, damn it! This sucks! Like, do you bury money in the woods? No.
It's like, okay. Whenever we have problems in the show, we just say our characters have diarrhea and they run off.
Exactly.
The woods.
Like, well, back, can we write that?
Does that work?
Does it?
I'm going to make a character that always has diarrhea and I just never have to show up. That's going to be, like, written on the character sheet.
he is very upset.
I do not doubt it.
Yeah. He has IBS, which I would assume, you know, what's the joke of millennials? Like, we've all got IBS. Like, all hot girls have IBS.
I have heard that.
I feel like that's a joke online.
Mm-hmm. It's real life.
I love memes.
Yeah, I love memes and have an IBS.
Do you like memes? Have IBS?
You should watch.
So we're obviously a 5th edition actual play podcast. I personally play a little gnome wizard named Toby Treacletart. How about y'all?
I play Lonnie, a wood elf monk.
I play a half-elf ranger named Rowan Gray.
I play Scud, a fucking beef boy water genasi, who used to be able to summon skeletons, but then he forgot that he could do it, and then his ability to do so got taken away.
That's right. If you don't use it, you lose it to your friend, Rowan, who now has the power of skeletons on her side.
Bachman, you're actually an air genasi, remember? Because that's how you can fly.
What? I can fly?
Don't you remember? We talk about this like every other episode.
Okay, sure. I'm an air genasi now. I can fly.
I wish you would have believed me a little bit more.
Now the important question is, how much chest hair does Scud have, and what color is it?
He shaves it, remember? He shaves it down.
Well, remind me again.
What do I shave?
You shave your chest hair. Because you didn't know you could wear armor.
It was
for a
Halloween costume, and I told you that in confidence.
but I think you made a joke that Scud shaves only
the portion of the bee.
Yeah. That's your lore. But that's old Scud. New Scud, covered in fish.
Covered in fish. Who knows what kind of hair situation he's got.
But he is a water genasi.
He is a water genasi.
I do shave the fish in the V pattern.
Oh.
Okay.
I was trying to do a bit. I wanted to confuse Mike and he was too smart for me.
He's like, I will agree. Ta-da.
Sure.
Yeah. So we're getting into some of these final episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
But it's okay. It's going to be okay because we have lots of plans.
We do. We have plans.
Big ones.
We've got cool plans.
Mm. Oh, we do have a bag of holding that has infinite birds.
Like,
shakes.
Sergeant Link 87, thank you for reminding us of that because I did forget about that.
We just got so focused on the gallon of mayonnaise that we didn't
But like, that's so stupid because we could be dipping fries in the mayonnaise we're Europeans.
Yeah.
It's aioli.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Well, every week we give away a set of beautiful Die Hard dice. And when we say that, it's actually a gift certificate for, I think, $50. You can buy whatever dice you want at dieharddice.com because they do dice for us and we love them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we give them away to somebody in our audience at twitch.tv/geeklyinc. 8:47 every Tuesday. That's Eastern Standard Time.
There's an asterisk.
Except
on
for
that.
Next week, Twitch. Next week, we're doing Thursday, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're probably going to be doing Thursday next week.
If you're listening to this live or when on the Monday it comes out, it will be Thursday. Just tomorrow.
Our schedule's going to be a little bit weird during August because there's a lot of things going on.
We're moving.
Bobbin's traveling. There's just shit happening.
August 5th. That's what I like to say. Yeah, so you can head all over to dieharddice.com. And use our offer code for the next quarter, by the way. If you try to buy dice with our thing for July and you did it wrong, you didn't get your code. So let them know, and they should be able to help you. Maybe? No promises. But maybe? if you're nice, they're nice. That's how it works, maybe.
That's the world.
The current code is... greetings! !
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let us know if you're having any issues with that. We will reach out to our folks to let them know. But that's for the next quarter. So I guess from
till September.
September.
Through September.
Next quarter hour.
If you use that offer code, you get 15% off your order. Because as we say, you're not going to win tonight. Statistically, it's slow. It's like 0.5%. It's so low. But what you can do is take that 0.5% and multiply it by like 30, I think. And then get, so which means you're getting 15% off. Right? Or does, since the percent is it half, is it I fucked that up? Anyways, you get 15% off, and then we get a little kissy. It's Dr. Hambone. Congratulations, you won your very own box of dice. Just a fucking dump truck. Just email them and say, give me all your fucked up ones. They'll do that.
Yeah. All right, well, frigate, let's all roll dice. Roll d20.
Yeah.
You got it.
So Tim and I have been preparing for our move, and I found my, like, really nice Moonstone dice that I forgot that I had.
Oh my God.
I got a 6.
I got a 4.
I forgot to roll.
I also got a 6.
Roll 7.
I got a 7.
What the hell?
This does not bode well for us tonight.
Mr. Michael Bachman.
Wait, that was the highest? I wasn't listening?
Yeah.
You know, I think I should get, in light of my predicament this week, I should get to use my motherboard's postcode as my roll. So I got a 0C. What does that mean?
Is that good?
No, seriously, if somebody could Google it and tell me what 0C means for an X570 Tai Chi motherboard.
So I actually took notes last time. And how about...
And I told you what we did.
Yeah, I can do it. I will do the recap.
Oh my God. Why?
How about that?
That's fine. Yeah, Bachman's
I will take it. I will fall on the sword.
There's a first time for everything when I'm not able to do the recap, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This is, first and only time.
Yeah.
So, at last episode, we... Well, at the beginning of it, we met up with Big B.
Beginning?
Yeah, we met up with Big B.
That was, like, in the middle... If you want it.
Was it? Okay. Middle? That was the first note that I had.
Very end.
Because, I mean, a lot of it was us kind of talking, like, strategy stuff. Like, okay, what the hell do we actually do next? And I think that was a little bit of our beginning. We were just trying to figure out what our approach should be. That's what... So, sorry. My first note was we got a message that Big B wanted to meet us.
Yes.
So we got the message that he wanted to meet with us. And then we kind of chatted about it, and we're like, okay, we're going to go to the Feywild next, because the Melora, and that's what we hear that Trant is going there next. We kind of analyze, like, who we have ready to fight in the various zones. The Fae are ready to fight. The Galanthus folks are ready. All the Wood Elves. Like, there's, like, this is going to be a fucking elf battle in the Feywild, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Wow. Yeah, again, I mean, a lot of my notes, honestly, are kind of talking about, like, who do we have in reserve and, like, ready to go?
Yeah, because we're like, oh, do we send the dwarves? No, let's keep the dwarves.
Yeah, because we decided, like, Paler's Hope is ready to jump in. Mm-hmm. The dwarves of Deepholm are staying in Deepholm for now, but they are on call. I think the idea was that Deepholm is going to kind of be a place to take in refugees if shit goes down in other places. some things went down with Tid Town.
Oh, my God.
Which I actually don't... I don't know what happened.
Bachman killed an entire town because he wanted to. He thought it was funny. It was a web to him.
No, nobody, none of them are dead. They've all become flesh golems.
They're undead.
Actually, I have prepared an elaborate defense of my choices. And I think you all will agree that it wasn't my fault when you hear it.
Okay.
Okay.
Whoops.
All right.
I'm sorry. Case settled.
The caveat was, this is important, no player characters were allowed to be flesh golemed. You can if you want to, obviously, but...
Okay. If you want to.
Sure, yeah.
So anyway, so some shit did get done in Tid Town. People have feelings about it. We don't have to go into it. It's what it is.
I loved Tid Town.
What, you don't love it now?
No!
What's your problem with flesh golems?
Why do you have such a grudge against flesh golems?
What does a flesh golem look like?
I don't remember if this part is connected to the Tid Town situation, but Scud did draw a card and he owns a stronghold somewhere.
Yeah. Put that in the wiki and let it die there.
Well, it's out in the wild, so I feel like just all of us, between all of us player characters, let's try to remember this. Scud's got a stronghold.
Yeah, just send your fourth level fighter that follows you around now.
He's just waiting there.
Did you ever name him?
Yeah, I named him Gengar.
All right, Gengar. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God.
Well, the important thing is that we found out that Trant is using a pair of magical chests that go between zones. He is keeping the cube in the maze zone.
The god killing cube.
The god killing cube is in his maze pocket zone right now.
Right. So Michael told us whatever the plane is that people get sent to maze, and we're gonna go there and we're gonna fight a Minotaur and then steal it.
I guess it's like called like the Endless Maze or something stupid like that. It is one of the layers of the Abyss.
Oh, it is?
I
didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. So it is in the Abyss. Okay.
But his Baphomet's fortress is what I did it wrong last week. His fortress is what is called Lictaeon.
Oh, gotcha. Well, you were technically wrong, but you were also right. You just didn't know it.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
So yeah, so I think that at the end of the episode, what we had gotten to was that there are going to be various elves ready to fight
in the Feywild, but we are like core fighting group are going to the maze zone to try to get the cube.
Because even though we're horrifically powerful, we're best used as a small group.
It's like we're not like battlefield people.
We could fuck up a war.
We could, but it's just. It's not as fun.
Yeah.
You know, we work better as like a special forces unit.
Exactly.
Going in.
So I think we were done in the planning phase, Michael, if you're ready.
I think that we talked about this like 10 times, but the people that are going to the maze zone specifically, the additional folks in addition to us, core crew, Adira's coming with us, and were Jayla and Eludra coming too? Or...
Yeah, I thought we said yes.
So that's when we... But okay, so actually, we need to talk about that. all right, so... hey, everybody. Enjoy your Heroes Feast.
We are all eating the Heroes Feast now. Mm.
So now we are going to go to McFreaking Maze Town. Eludra and Jayla, do you want to go to Maze Town, or do you want to handle the battlefield stuff as we go to Maze Town, and then we'll meet up to take down Trant together?
That might make more sense.
Yeah.
Because, again, I feel like it's going to be kind of a tight space, and I feel like there's too many of us. It's going to get, like, unwieldy.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be weird. And I think there should be some professionals on the battlefield. And I feel like Eludra and Jayla, at this point, it would make sense for them to be in, like, battle mode.
Yeah.
Like, just think about how cool they're gonna look. Like, walking up on the battlefield and they're like matching beautiful horses.
I mean, what type of armor would they look like now? I mean, I assume they're...
Oh, man. Like, I feel like it's gotta be like more mature. Like, it's not as flashy.
Mm-hmm.
But you realize like, oh, this is like nice. And it's like, I feel like they go together.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like their armor... complements each other.
It's a yin and yang kind of thing.
Exactly.
Mm. Would you still have like the golden scale mail?
Or the dragon scale? I think the golden thing has like kind of become like a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Jayla would have gold, but have it like a blackened over it, so the gold is like coming through.
Yes. Ooh. Yes. And then Eludra's is like pure gold.
It's like she's protecting the gold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, like you're gold and black, she's black and gold.
Exactly.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very hot.
Yeah.
Everyone is in love with us.
Oh my God.
Oh wow. Jesus.
Queens.
Queens.
Two queens stand before me. Exactly. Okay, well, good luck. Don't die. Be safe. Eludra, if you die, we're gonna cheat at this bit game I call Dungeons and Dragons, whatever, to make sure you don't die. So don't die. Bye.
I don't
what it's me.
Hey!
Old man Wack.
Hi.
I come bearing ill news.
Crap.
Ill news?
Ill nudes.
Oh.
Why didn't you wait till you were feeling better to take some?
Old man Wack, do you mean ill as a good thing? Do you think that means good now? Or is that... I just don't know if you even know that ill means good sometimes.
I've been illin.
I think it means bad. I think it means they're bad.
You mean you're ailing?
There is a demonic force that has descended upon the Feywild.
Oh, that's what we thought. We're late. Go. Why are you? Go.
Me?
Well, no. I mean, yeah.
I think Eludra and Jayla just went.
All right.
And they just left.
Okay. So we're ahead of it. Everyone, it's not a drill. Not a drill.
Tuggy's running in a little circle. Like a very, very tight little circle.
I throw up in like a little planter.
Oh no, he's freaking out.
Okay. Eludra and Jayla are heading off to the Feywild.
Yeah.
And what's the rest of the group doing?
It's Mesa, baby!
Oh my God.
I mean, do we need to like be like locked and loaded and like ready to go when we pop into this maze?
Probably.
Need to have our spells up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so Rowan looks at Toby and is like, okay, Toby, I'm going to be real with you. And I know this is not going to surprise you.
What do I need to know about fighting a minotaur? Like, anything special?
Michael, can I make an arcana or religion or something check on my good friend Baphomet?
You sure can.
It's like 30-something? 31?
I would think that you would probably, having known what you know, you probably spent a little bit of time, ran to the old library, got a book, and there's probably a lot on our old buddy Baphomet.
Old Baphomet. Old Bapho.
Old buddy Bapho.
And Bapho is like a goat man. Like that kind of a situation? A Satan?
He does have a satanic sort of look to him. Here, I'll just put it right over top of Nika and Fox.
We'll see it.
Oh, that's scary. I don't like
he's Baphomet. Very sexy.
Oh, he's hot.
Oh, my God.
Baphomet's hot.
Oh, no, he's hot.
Oh, my God.
We can't fight this guy.
Oh, no, he's hot.
Oh, my God.
He's too sexy.
So civilization is weakness and savagery is strength is the credo of Baphomet.
That's so true. I mean, he's not wrong.
The horny king. Sorry, the horned king and prince of beasts.
I'm sorry, but I love Baphomet and I don't want to fight Baphomet.
He rules over minotaurs and others with savage hearts.
That's us. That's us. We have a savage heart too.
Do you think that maybe we could tame his savage heart? Like, maybe he just hasn't met the right person.
I mean, is Baphomet like that?
Settle down and work in an accounting firm, Baphomet.
Well, no, we should just get him to join us. He's like, why would I do that? I'm a god.
He's a demon prince. He's not a god.
Okay,
not a god.
Okay.
Just a but a demon prince.
He's very powerful. He's more powerful than we are.
Who's to say?
Who knows?
Who's to say?
We have the chaotic evil power, formerly known as Orcus, and Vecna, and Scud's fish armor, and Rowan's abilities to control chickens.
That's right, bones!
Only bones.
I still have the ability to reverse time.
Oh.
Oh, I can do that too.
Can you?
Yeah, it's like, well, it's my special like flash thing. It's like it's a recipe thing. It's like, it's time stop. It's the thing, it's the special thing.
That time stop.
Yeah, it doesn't like reverse time. I'm so sorry.
That's true.
Yeah, no, so it's one person by a day, or an hour for a room full of people, or 13 seconds for the entire world.
It's pretty cool.
That's actually a few turns. That's two turns.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think that's a very useful thing to have in our back pocket.
Some nuts and bolts stuff. With that roll, I say that you know that it has true sight. It's immune to poison, bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing from non-magical weapons.
I think everything we have is magical. So.
It absolutely is. But no but poison.
Huh? All right, no poison, guys.
Don't do poison. You also probably don't want to use poison. You don't want to use cold, fire, or lightning. Okay. Those are the things that you should stay away from.
Ooh, cold, fire, lightning, and poison. You got it, bro.
Those are just resistance.
That is good to know.
Okay.
Also can't be charmed or frightened or poisoned.
Wait, but meteor is fire.
Yeah, so that's going to do half damage.
Okay.
All right, is everyone ready?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think it's time to drop in like SEAL Team 6 into the Minotaur's maze.
I like the idea that like we drop in there and shit goes south and then Scud panics and goes back a day. And then it just like appears. He's like, guys,
we're really bad.
I mean, that's probably the way that.
Honestly, that sounds correct.
Yeah, that feels like the way it should be done.
Like, we fucked it up really bad.
Again, like in Galaxy Quest. Galaxy Quest. All right, make sure you pack an extra set of motherfucking socks. Let's go. And I grab everybody and cast Plane Shift. I think I've been here before. I think I got mazed once.
I think with your White Spire resources.
I'm pretty sure you have, yeah.
We just have like one of our wizards cast maze on me. Then not super important, but yeah.
So you Plane Shift. In back to the abyss. You've gone back to hell again.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I hate it here.
This place is a little bit different. So you find yourself in the maze. I guess if Toby's been here before, you probably even just, you know, maybe to just fuck around, right? Like,
yeah, probably Toby and Scud cast maze on each other.
Man, Toby probably brought friggin' Kate Oryx here on a date.
Yeah, there's a broken coffee table to the left.
Okay. Wow.
And there's probably also like What's something of Rowan's that Toby broke and then lied about?
Even
though Toby has the power to mend things.
Oh, shit.
There's like a painting that Rowan got commissioned that Toby hated. That's like...
What was... Okay, it's a painting. It's a painting of Hobie. But it's like... But Toby thinks it's scary.
Yeah, and it's Rowan completely nude holding Hobie in front of her bikini area.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Very like Madonna and Child
Yes.
Style.
It's like Rowan coming out of like a seashell, and she's holding Hobie as if it's the Pietà.
Rowan, look over there at that coffee table, and I light the picture on fire.
You just meant you were gonna go back and figure out how to fix it, but you never did.
I think I was. I felt too guilty.
You felt too
to
bad.
Destroy it, and now here I had to.
Rowan doesn't see it at all.
Yeah, Vecna told me don't give a fuck.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
So you are in a tunnel, a tunnel-like thing. You can see like a T down at the end to go right or left.
Oh, classic maze.
Same deal behind you. The tunnel's about 20 feet wide, 30 feet tall. Did I say it's made out of roughly hewn natural rock? Did I say that?
You didn't.
No.
Well, because I'm wondering, can one of us fly up high to see?
It's a tunnel, you said, right?
It is a tunnel. There's a roof. There's a roof. Because otherwise, you motherfuckers just fly up there. And...
This is a maze or just a tunnel. Would it be easy for us to get lost where we are?
I mean, so you can see a T intersection in front of you and one behind you.
Okay.
Goddamn, I love the idea of Lonnie just sprinting around.
We have to leave a breadcrumb trail behind us.
Lonnie is going to take egg salad sandwich and wipe it across the wall that they like travel on. So if they need to come back, they can follow this.
Okay.
Also, there just seems to be like a constant slight tremor happening.
Oh, that's
not good. No.
You ever feel that rumble in your pants?
Or it's just like a rumbling is just happening altogether.
And I figured we brought Adira with us on this.
Yes. Yeah, too. I think Adira for sure.
And then Toby, you immediately recognize that the tunnels or the T sections are illusions.
Oh. Okay. Huh.
And you can see that the thing, the tunnel that you're in, is rotating slightly.
Oh, it's a cube, two hypercubes.
Oh no, we're in the cube.
It's a cube.
All right, so
my brain is getting so big and smooth right now.
All right, I guess so. I walk up and using my clawed 20 strength hand, can I like get rid of the illusion with touch, or is it? More complicated, Michael.
Do you touch it?
Yeah.
All right, roll a dexterity saving throw.
Well, I didn't get 20 in that. and I touch it with my Vecna hand, if that matters. 17.
A huge scythe swings down and slices, and you almost lose a finger.
Ah! Oh, been there, done that, right?
Would have been doing me a favor.
This is a very scary cube.
And you notice also the whole room moved a bunch when it did that.
Oh wow! Can I cast dispel magic on it?
Let's say you did. I will say that you did nudge it and it disappears.
It disappears.
Yeah.
Oh cool.
The maze disappears.
Just the illusion.
Mm. So you can, like, go forward instead of turning left or right.
Yeah. So you can. Yeah. So now you. You know, you can see that. You can actually see just bare wall right now behind it. But then you go a little bit further and you can see another tunnel.
Oh, cool. All right.
I'm scared. All
right. Seems like to get rid of the illusions, we gotta touch them, but then we might get stabbed.
Oh, but if a bad thing
Lonnie, can you walk in front of me, please?
Yeah.
Is it, can we, like, throw things at the wall?
That's a great question. I mean, you have a high dex, and I imagine you won't get kept.
Yeah, you won't, fine.
You won't mind if you get stabbed by a scythe.
I've got stuffed. I'm just saying.
Of course not. Anything for my friend Toby.
Yeah. All right. We continue forward, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Do a intelligence save.
Oh God.
And throw. Whoever wants to.
I mean, Nika's in front. Lonnie's in front.
So, I'm dumb as hell.
And Lonnie's famously smart.
And I just lost to intelligence.
I rolled two. I rolled good.
I got an 11.
I got a 20. Because I rolled a 19.
Rowan's the smartest.
I got 27.
I got a 3.
Oh, no. Scott's like, what is happening?
Everyone wants to go south, but Toby thinks that you should go north.
All right. We should go this way. I have a feeling with my special eyes.
And the thing is, I feel like Rowan would know enough at this point to be like, oh, I should just do what Toby does. So I feel like Rowan would be able to be like, yeah, I know that we all feel like we're right, but honestly, my past experience has unfortunately told me that Toby is usually right. And if he's not right, then we'll really make fun of him.
Mm-hmm. 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 And I won't admit it. And I usually find out I'm wrong before you guys. And then I make sure I am right by changing facts.
Changing reality.
All right, let's go north. Lonnie, keep on with that egg salad stuff. That's going to really help because we do get lost. Thank you. Good thinking.
I can see this being an issue.
If I run out, I will use the mayo.
Ooh, good point. I could also just... No, your way's better.
Unless somebody comes behind and eats up all the egg salad and mayonnaise from the walls.
Oh, the Belgian is running behind us with his French fries.
Just scooping it up.
Okay, so I guess, Lonnie will continue. And can I, I want to try to run on the walls. I want to try to do everything. Just run around like little curly cues.
I just imagine it's kind of dark and I just see Lonnie in front just punching and kicking, skank walking.
She's skanking down the hallway.
Backflip kicks the ceiling. Oh God.
Now, what is Lonnie's goal with these shenanigans?
Well, she wants to set off or find any traps that might kill the other less lively people.
Okay. So there is, further down the hall, there's another illusion and another scythe trap. You can try to bust through it, do a dex save.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I got a 16.
That's worse than I did.
Did I do it?
I didn't do it.
Wait, I'm going to choose to reroll it. I'm going to choose to reroll it. I can do that with a key point.
I like how many rerolls we have and we just tell Michael, I don't accept this. I'm doing something different.
I rolled a 1. I got a 12.
Fuck.
Oh my god, no!
You take 8 damage.
Fuck.
Slashy.
Okay, I don't care what kind it is.
Oh, we all have 2d10 extra hit points.
Oh.
I personally, from our hero's feast,
I personally have
7.
Okay, I just rolled a 6. And a 4, I have 10.
How am I supposed to do this now? 9, 10.
You
hit
a 19? Or a 9 and a 1.
A 9 and a 1.
That's worse.
And we're immune to being feared?
I got a 16.
Cool. You have 16 extra hit points for the next 20 hours or something like that.
Nice.
Immune to poison and being frightened.
Is this maximum or temporary?
Max.
Okay.
And you get that HP too, so whatever. And we have advantage on wisdom saving throws. Remember that. That's important. And we're cured of all diseases. You know what I'm saying? So
I can't get any.
Anything, any negative choices we maybe made in the past couple days, they're gone.
I should probably draw a card.
Don't try not to.
Guys, my HP so high now.
Hey, check it out. I just found 1,000 gold pieces.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
It's the equivalent of finding a dollar on the ground.
We stopped tracking gold because it's meaningless to us, but that rocks. I love to find money.
I actually am really curious what is everyone's HP right now?
129.
168.
168? That's the same as my P.O. box.
Huh.
176.
Okay. Guess what? With the addition of the points that we just had, my current HP max is 200.
Damn.
Wow. Nice.
Rowan, you just cannot. Rowan is like a cockroach.
Hell yeah.
She'll just keep surviving. She's a survivor. She's not going to give up. She's not going to stop.
All right. So Lonnie has gotten a little bit sliced, but you're in the next room, and there's a bunch of junk in this room, including a skeleton.
Oh, yes.
Getting back to our roots, baby.
Oh, no, Rowan.
Time was, I would have gotten real excited about that.
What is the spell that I actually do?
It's like a feature. Well, no, it is. I don't remember. It's,
that doesn't work. I just do it.
I think it's at this point, I don't know how useful it is to get in the weeds about it.
Yeah, that's right.
I agree.
I can use this for good, right? Because I could make the skeleton touch something.
True.
I make a skeleton and it's it's doing it's playing a xylophone on his ribs.
Why do you always do that? It's so scary.
It's playing it on his butt.
It's disrespectful to the dead.
It's playing it everywhere, all along his body. Do we have a sense of where we're going next?
Can I make an investigation check to see if there's anything cool?
Yeah.
I guess everybody should look for actual items and not the skeletons.
And fuck me. And if this skeleton has an interesting info, I got a 17, Michael. Investigation.
You recognize that the skeleton does not have any hand bones.
Oh.
Just the little stumps?
So I almost lost my little thingy, so I bet it tried to get out, and his hands got chopped off.
That tracks.
What if he was a magic user, and they put him down here, and they cut his hands off so he could never use magic again?
That's very scary, and also a likely potential thing. That fucked me up to hear that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like to hear that.
Lonnie just pats Toby on the shoulder and walks over to another side of the room.
Yeah, this is the thing. I feel like Lonnie's a very positive person, but she doesn't get bothered by things, so she is not going to, like, comfort you.
She accidentally killed her entire family for a bit, so, you know.
Yeah.
There's a depth there.
It's like, you know, it's just the way it is.
Yeah. It is what it is. Oh, well.
It is what it is.
All right, Michael, do my special eyes see any illusions? Or what have you, or something.
Just that there's always consistently that low rumble that as things are kind of moving hither and yon. And, you know, at the end of every of these little sections is typically an illusion and a trap.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I point out the illusion and the trap to my good friend Lonnie.
Can I set it off?
Were you not going to use the skeleton?
Oh, yeah.
I think we got to use the skeleton, right?
Oh, I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah. Ron runs the skeleton into the trap.
All right. The skeleton gets chopped in half.
It's just like, I just imagine the bones just like flying. Like.
How was that? Was that pretty fun? It looked pretty fun.
Well, now I care about your bones.
I get hit in the face.
You can like taste a little like bone powder. Ooh, in the air.
Yeah, just a little disintegrated bone powder.
I get
hit right in the middle of the forehead with a femur. It just really donks me. I've got a little a bump on my forehead from it.
Wait, what's Akio doing?
Akio, I have to imagine, belongs to Rowan now.
Ooh, this was just a skeleton that was
here. Wherever Akio is, just falls apart.
Oh, yeah. No.
Isn't Akio with us? Akio is always with us.
Yeah.
Isn't Akio big?
You know what? You're right. Akio is always with us.
So true. That's so true.
Our Akio, who are a skeleton. Hello, be your name.
When there is only two huge fucking footprints in the sand.
Two huge bony footprints in the sand. That was Akio carrying us.
Akio is with us whenever the plot demands it.
Yeah.
I just imagine Akio carrying all of us in their brony arms.
I feel like what happened is we accidentally glitched the Mastwick sewer level, and she's stuck behind a door, and we forgot about it.
Oh no! She's like bumping up against the door,
Glitchy Fallout NPC. We have to go back and find her.
you can see Akio's like wand clipping through the door as she's trying to run.
Oh, she's stuck. She's drowning. I filled it with water.
Getting up to some Skyrim level shit now.
Yeah.
Okay, so you head to the next room?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You find a small pile of skeletons in this room.
Oh, hell yeah.
Man, they really suck.
Rowan's like... And they're all like rattling.
Must be pretty cool.
I have them doing a can-can.
And you note that they all, again, don't have hands.
Why? Are they keep...
They're all doing the electric slides.
Can I do a...
In the room.
Who has a good medicine? I have a +1, which is not good.
But we have a +5.
Yeah, can we do like a medicine check to see if it was like a knife? Or, I mean, it's probably... I don't know what we can learn, but we should look at it to see if we can get information.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
You should be able to see... Like, if their hands were cut off, theoretically, they wouldn't be doing it with such precision that they would take, like, the bones and everything like that. They just...
Yeah.
Well, and also, can we look just to see, is there anything, like... We're talking about skeletons here. Like, is there anything more recent? Like, anything...
Yeah, is there any, like, dragging...
Like signs of other struggles or fights.
So it's a pretty, like, the rocks are pretty dark, but you do see some, like, splotches that, you know, look like they probably are blood. Everything's, like, dried and brown and dark, though.
Are the splotches near the wall?
So it's not, like,
middle?
Fresh, and there's not, like... flesh in here right now.
So some of them are in the middle, some of them are near the wall.
Gotcha.
Do investigation for me.
Everyone or
just everyone? Just everyone.
Oh
hell yeah.
Ooh.
Unless you don't want to investigate.
I do want to investigate, but I'm not good at it.
I got a 31, motherfucker.
I got a 4.
I got an 8.
I got a 14. So I think
pretty embarrassing for us.
We're just like walking through the crime scene, tampering with evidence. Toby's just getting pissed off.
Yeah, Lonnie is sucking a bone.
Yeah, we're like literally like rolling through the
putting
crime
all
scene.
Of your extra sets of socks I told you to bring on the skeletons.
Oh my god.
So Toby, you note that there's like a half broken barrel.
Uh-huh.
And you move it out of the way, and there's a very hard to notice grate in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like natural rock, mm-hmm. but for some reason there's a grate here.
Can I lift it up?
Give me a strength check.
You got it, my brother. I'm using luck point. No, I'm not. I got a 14, an 8 plus 6.
So it lifts up a little. You can lift it up a little bit and sort of peek in, but it's there's like a little chain that is keeping it intact. But it looks like there's a little crawl space under there.
Someone come here. This is really heavy. Scud, can you zap this chain?
Yeah. Yeah, coming right up. I zap it. I use one of my spells that I have.
Do you cast Meteor?
Yeah, I cast Meteor.
Boom!
Scott's like, yeah, I'll get it. And he backs way up. It's chain lightning.
No!
It's a chain.
Oh. Love to laugh.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Do you have a cantrip? It's okay. Whatever. We're level 20. Who cares our resources?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Blast the shit out of it. Both the chain and the grave are just a bent, gnarled clump of metal.
And I'm holding the grate.
Well, I'll let go of that.
God!
I can now reveal, Michael, actually, the idea that it was a chain is a much better joke and had not occurred to me. What I was thinking is that Scud would use chain lightning that would then chain to Toby.
Don't, you'll kill him.
But he did. I did. It's not what happened.
Old guy.
It's
you
not
will
what
die.
I wouldn't have gone through with it.
Wolf Badger says, I wish this chain wasn't here. Let's see if yesterday the chain wasn't here. I'm going to go back in time. Oops, it was here. I lift it up and it's broken and I almost die. Like, guys, I found hole. I found hole.
Lonnie,
get in hole.
All right, they're chaining holes.
Right, I guess we send the three skeletons.
Every one of us here is about that hole life.
I go in the hole.
Everyone's chaining holes, so
hole.
I guess I gotta go in here.
It's a tight squeeze. You are all tiny, though. Every one of you is tiny.
That's true. Yeah, we're not a big beefy bunch.
I'm a little guy.
Yeah, you're a real little guy.
I'm like standing up walking.
Like, because Adira is pretty. Yeah, none of us are big. Mm-mm. We're a wiry group.
Yeah, a lithe and wiry group.
Lonnie, how do you approach the hole?
How do you approach the? Oh my god, Michael, you can't just ask someone that. Jesus Christ, how do you approach the hole? Jesus,
well,
sorry, everyone.
Okay, well, first I like to, I think Lonnie would go, oh god, feet first or
arms first, because then she can just punch through.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Lonnie can punch with both her feet and her hands.
Oh, wow, that's so true.
I think she's going to go feet first because that makes the least amount of sense.
But, like, I also, like, I feel like going feet first, if something's, like, waiting for you, like, it's very powerful to come in kicking.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone expects your head there.
And it's farther away from your critical organs in your mm-hmm. head.
Yeah. And she goes down, like, on her hands and knees backwards, so if she needs to scurry up real fast, she can. Not that it matters, because she can do it on the ceiling, like a weird little tunnel rat.
Scary!
Lonnie's like a fucking ferret under the ground in the tunnel. Oh my god, yeah. That's exactly what happens is she yeah. just burrows in and just...
It just comes naturally to her.
She do love hole.
The spirit of the ferret.
Lonnie loves hole.
She sees a hole, she goes in it.
So you go through the hole.
Yeah.
And you see there's just this massive sort of clockwork contraption that is rotating this room around, and you can like see all of the moving pieces now.
Whoa.
You can assume that there are just a lot of these rooms, and they're all sort of rotating around. And there's also all kinds of like debris and stuff.
Mm.
Is it cool?
There's like trash.
Is it like a Thor Ragnarok situation?
Yeah, like a trash dimension situation.
But is it like cool trash?
Or like someone was fighting here and there's garbage, or like there was an explosion. Or
like a falling
kingdom. It's more like the end of Portal when like you're in between the rooms or whatever.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. There's probably hilarious shit written on the walls.
Yeah, like it says cake is a lie. Oh, and yeah, stuff. It's so funny.
It's so funny. So does it look like that we can just bypass this bullshit and crawl through the grate here, like underneath the spinning rooms?
Yes, it does.
Let's do that instead of going around in circles until we die of starvation.
Yeah.
Is there anything to eat?
Mayonnaise.
What if as we're going around, Lonnie's like, oh look, there's some mayonnaise. Someone left mayonnaise here for us. That was awfully nice. I'm feeling very hungry. And then she's like eating the mayonnaise.
Oh my god. Bloody, are you licking the wall? That's the way we're supposed to figure out not how to be lost.
Oh my god. I thought someone left it here as a snack. I mean, why wouldn't you?
But also, I'm just imagining if you have to survive on mayonnaise, because mayonnaise does have a high calorie count, but it's only fat. I just feel like eventually your body would really break down, and I feel like your tummy would be very upset from only eating mayonnaise.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we would probably dip into our various
burgers and fries.
Yeah, we have infinite burgers. We're fine.
Don't we have one filled with like margaritas or something?
Yeah, we have good stuff in our bags. We're too powerful.
The funny thing is, though, you do smell cooking meat.
Oh, yummy.
Oh, God.
We go towards it. Can I turn invisible and I want to go towards it?
Okay. It's very cramped down here. It's very, like, I maybe should have explained that better. It's, like, you know, maybe 4 feet tall. It's
so we're shimmying through.
Yeah,
I'm
like
literally
crouching.
Standing up and walking. I took my hat off.
Toby's fine.
Toby, we're not all as tiny as you, okay?
It's gnome size. Whoa.
Look at all the space.
Look how big this hole is.
Everyone else is like crouched down.
You go towards the smell?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
I guess roll, what would a smell check be? Like, investigation?
Survival?
Yeah. Survival. Survival is probably a good one.
Yeah.
I could survive the fuck out of this.
Survival's for sure better for me.
Or perception, I think, you know.
Oh. I got a 23.
Nice.
I got a 20.
You pick up where the smell's coming from, and Rowan, you notice some footprints.
Okay, what do they look like? What kind of footprints?
They're humanoid footprints.
They're humanoid. Okay. They have toes. Because there's a lot of options. It could be like,
as long as
hoof,
it's not goat feet.
It could be talons.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't know.
Rat.
It appears to be bear feet.
Bear feet?
Bear feet?
Bear feet.
Not feet of bear.
Wow. Naked feet.
I'm like, what?
A humanoid bear? Cool.
I was thinking a bear hat. Half bottom and a human half top.
Okay.
Like a fawn, but it's a bear on bottom.
Oh, like I like that.
Centaur, but bear.
Yeah, but bear.
Bear tar.
A bear tar, exactly.
It looks like bigger feet than Toby, but not way bigger.
Okay.
Huge
what
feet.
Is Bigby's deal again?
Bigby is living in a valley until he...
That's right, that's right.
Maybe leaves it.
Well, these look like humanoid footprints that I can see.
Maybe they have, let's just say, unwilling servants or something? I don't know, making all those. This is hell. Hell's bad. This is like
that's
another
true.
Punishment.
That's
so,
true.
Everyone be ready. We might have to kill some tortured souls.
Okay.
Can anyone... Oh. I was like, can anyone here see really well? And I'm like, well, I am a half-elf.
I can see perfectly.
Oh,
I have
well,
true
probably,
sight.
You're probably better than me.
Yeah.
I was wondering, can we peer through? Because we saw the footprints, but then is there like... A little crack, like an area we can squint through.
You see a bunch of like refuse and broken. It gets like really high in this one area.
Okay.
And it essentially, there's like a wall of like broken crates and barrels.
Interesting.
And things like that. Huh. And a little maybe fur that's kind of draped over one area that is probably a doorway.
Okay.
All right.
I think we got to go towards that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is the door thick? Can we just go through it?
No, how big it's is like it? Literally draped furs.
But it's 11 inches thick.
They seem to be a lot of small ones, kind of crudely sewn together. Mm. Potentially rat pelts.
Ooh. Oh, that's sad.
Is this a rat king?
Rat pelt? A rat king pelt? Oh.
Is it Mittens Del Kier from our Rime of the Frostmaiden game? Probably not. That takes place in Faerun. Probably send Lonnie first again, because I don't want to send a skeleton in. That's too scary.
Lonnie is, because this is where the smell is coming from, yeah.
Yeah.
The meat smell. The thing is, like, what I was just thinking about is I'm concerned about any good meat smell. Because of the various, it's like, is this...
It's person.
People? Is this people?
It's people.
I just am too distrustful now.
That's true. I mean, if we see a pelt door made out of rats, he's probably eating a rat.
Oh, it could be a lot of rats in there.
Yeah, there's probably someone that we sent here. Or not us, but maybe who sent and they decided to live here.
Corpse fucker Gary or something.
Oh, he's here eating rats.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He got eaten by a dragon.
Although he could be in hell.
That's true.
This is hell.
This could be where he ended up.
Yeah, I guess Lonnie will be invisible. And then I'm going to walk through the little pelts in a way that mimics what she thinks wind mimics like... going through pelts. Yeah.
I cast message so that she can tell me without talking.
Yeah.
Okay. So you go in, you find a little room. I guess it's not that little, but it's...
There's
more
room.
But this is apparently where someone lives. There's a cook fire, and there are a number of rats currently being roasted. You don't see...
What an open fire.
Warm rats roasting on an open fire.
Big B laughing on your nose.
What? By who? That sounds like a billion years old. That's got to be the public domain.
So, but you don't see any people or anything.
Rats only.
The other thing you note are there are a whole bunch of different piles of bones.
I'm listening.
But they're all small bones.
Like rat bones?
Are they in piles like of the same type of bone, or are they like by creature? Piles of creature?
Like all head bones? Hip bones.
They are all, each bone, I mean, they're different sizes, but you can tell they're all exactly the same shape. There's around 27 little piles of bones.
Because that's the thing, that is a different situation if the bones are like the same type of bones stacked together. Someone did that with care.
Yeah, that's weird.
Versus a skeleton fell apart here.
All right, there's 27.
I would like to eat one of the rats if they're done on the fire.
Yeah, they're looking pretty good.
Ooh, okay. These mesquite looking, rats.
Yeah.
They're so good.
You know, they've got a nice smoky flavor, but they're not really, they could use some salt. There's a lot of...
I stick them in my ferret bag and whatever seasoning gets stuck.
This tastes like nachos. Nice.
Yeah. It's probably got a little bit of Sbarro grease on it.
And... I didn't even think about it, but that's delicious.
A small humanoid man enters the room, and he's got a big plump belly.
The rat chef is here.
Maybe if he stood up straight he would be 4.5 feet tall.
Okay,
but he seems to be, you know, he seems to be probably human.
Okay.
He's got a big plump belly, and all of his clothing, quote unquote, is small bones all strung together.
Oh.
And he's got like a little bone headdress.
Okay.
And like, he's basically covered in little bones.
He sounds so cute.
I don't, he's just like rattling around everywhere.
Yeah. Does he see me?
He goes, my rats! I had, I was cooking rats. The rats were here.
Lonnie doesn't move.
I was cooking rats.
Is he loud enough that we can hear however far away we are?
Yeah, you can hear.
Lonnie, does he seem bad? What's his deal?
He's pretty small.
He wants his rats.
He seems really sad with the rats, honestly.
What?
He seems sad. I guess I'll
go catch more rats. I'm so hungry.
Introduce yourself to him.
Yeah, Lonnie, just pop out and tell him.
Not too scary. Hello.
I hate your rats. I'm so sorry.
Ghost.
It is Ghost.
I am the ghost of the rats.
I guess the rest of us run up or shimmy up. Hey, no worries to be afraid. What's your name?
Stay away from my...
We're probably not gonna hurt you as long as you don't do anything bad to us.
Yeah, we're nice.
We're not like... I mean, I think Lonnie did eat some of your rats, but like that's because she didn't realize they were yours.
Who is Lonnie?
It just looked like they were gonna burn.
They need to be thoroughly cooked or I'll get sick.
That's true.
She won't.
Oh, she doesn't give a shit about that.
No,
stuff.
She's fine.
She's fine.
I'm physically incapable of becoming ill.
Are you still invisible?
Yeah.
What is the voice?
Oh, she's invisible.
Lonnie, he can't see you.
She pats him on the shoulder. I ate your rat. I'm sorry.
I knew this day would come.
Who are you? What's your deal, friend? We're here to defeat the leader of this plane.
What? I am the collector.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes.
Wait, yeah. Is this like your zone? Is this your house?
This is my house. I live here.
I'm so sorry.
And you eat rats here by yourself.
Well, I eat other things when I can.
Okay. I'm not going to ask too much about that. We've been finding a lot of skeletons missing their hands. Yeah. What's the story with that?
Yeah, like a lot.
I like to collect them.
You collect the hands.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Ah. Yeah, fellow bony.
you look to be a man who knows his way around some bones.
Oh, I'm a boner, all right.
I mean, I also know my way around bones and immediately make some of the bones dance.
Ooh.
it's a hobby. She's just picking it up.
Scott, I'm actually pretty good at it, and like all the piles of bones are like vibrating. Like,
just so you know, you have to give me my power back. At the end of a week, you have to give it back.
I don't know. We'll
see. It's not your choice. It just reverts.
I mean, I can probably find a way to keep it.
No.
It's pretty fun. I understand why you want it back. But I will see what happens. I mean, like, probably I'll give it back to you.
Are you making my piles move?
Yeah.
Sorry. Please stop.
This is very exciting to me to be able to move bones around.
Hey, listen, friend. We're sorry that we're messing with your bones. We just need to get to...
All the bones. Thunk, and Rowan, like, puts her hands up and backs away.
We don't want to disturb you any further, and we also accidentally stole from you, so we can give you a gift. Do you want to leave this plane, or what?
Go where?
I don't know. Where are you from?
I don't remember.
This guy sounds like he might want to work with Tower of Gray. Like, eventually.
I don't think so.
Toby, what if we let him go and then he doesn't have anywhere to go and then he just goes around and creates a bigger problem? He's been stuck in Abyss for a really long time. Not that it...
And he might just like it here.
He's
he
really
might
just like kind it. Of like a nice... Yeah. Maybe more of kindness to leave him.
Yeah, okay, well, how about this? We'll give you some of our clothes and...
What?
Some of our... As a way of saying sorry. And here's a gallon of mayonnaise for your rats.
For your bones.
I will trade you a bone jerkin for that gallon of mayonnaise.
Okay, we don't want... No, we don't... No, 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 that's not why we're here. Not why we're here. Listen, friend. Do you know how to... can you lead us to the keep? And then I say the name of whatever the fucking Baphomet's house is called. Or just tell us the right... Just not the whole way. I don't want to scare you, little guy.
I can show you to the river, but I do not cross the bridge.
Why not?
Okay.
I love this bone guy. I want to be best friends with the bone guy.
Wait, so do we like this dude or do we not?
We do, don't kill him.
Okay.
We find him unsettling.
Jennifer Cheek loves this guy.
Oh, that's true. Very true.
I was just thinking, like, I could, like, I've got a few, like, bad cards, and it's getting more and more likely that I draw a bad card. So I was gonna.
I'm not
suggesting I draw a card. I'm just saying this is the type of person who I could probably convince to draw a card.
Oh,
gotcha.
Oh my god, you can give this guy fucking castle or something.
No, 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 that can't. That one's gone.
He owns a key
shop. That one's gone.
and here's 1,000 gold we found. I'm sorry.
I know you... Do you even like use gold though?
That's true. That's great.
I can't use this. I'm sorry. My bones are meat.
Sorry, this is probably condescending.
Or mayonnaise.
Lonnie, do you have an extra XL sandwich? Like you might.
Oh yeah, I got one of these. It's a little on the new side, but you can eat it if you want.
It's not been aged.
Seasoned.
There's not a nice rind on this one.
I will trade you a bone anklet for this sandwich.
I think that is fair. Throw in a skull. I want a tiny little rat skull to wear.
I don't do skulls.
Yeah, he's just a hand guy. All right.
I like those hand stuff.
Okay, is there anything we need to know about this bridge? What's on the other side of the bridge? You seem to not like this bridge.
Yes, there are monsters on the other side of the bridge.
Like, have you seen them? Or have you seen any other people come through here?
100 feet tall. What? Monsters, minotaurs.
Ew, that's scary.
Like multiple of them?
1,000,000 of them.
Is that real?
1,000,000?
I don't think this guy's telling
the truth. He might be though. This place is weird.
He's very small. Maybe they just seem like there's 1,000,000 of them.
What are you trying to say?
How do we know? How do we know that he can even count to 1,000,000? Prove it. Count to 1,000,000 right now.
No.
Thank you for saying that. It's just they have some sense.
This rat man is like, why is this happening to me? Right,
what did you say your name was again? I forget.
I am the collector.
The collector, that's right. All right, the collector. If you could just, you know, lead us to that bridge, we'll take it on
from there.
We'll be out of your bones, buddy.
Okay. Do you have any other trades for me?
I don't really know if we traded anything.
What do you want to trade us? What do you have to offer here?
Yeah.
I have bones.
Okay, well, you can get more of those.
we don't need his bones.
I tell you what, buddy. I'll trade you your finest bones for one of these cards.
Yes.
I have no use for cards.
But these are good ones.
They're magic.
They might, yeah.
No, you will not trick me.
This guy's good.
He's too smart. He's not usually this hard.
Can we persuade him? Is someone good at persuasion? I am not.
I used to be.
Oh, right. You were. Damn.
I am good at persuasion, I think. Yeah, I'm good at persuasion. Okay. No, Ron's going to try and talk him into pulling a card.
Guys, we need him to lead us here.
Okay.
None of my cards will kill him.
Okay.
I don't think. I say that out loud within earshot.
Probably.
Jesus Christ. This is
such bad. Well, I rolled a nat 20.
Oh my god.
Oh,
plus 8 to 28. Listen.
How are you convincing me?
Here's the thing. You live in this maze, right? And like not a lot of people come through.
Uh-huh.
We're pretty big deals. And this guy has got some pretty sweet magic stuff. Like, wait, honestly, like, I like your bones, but it's way sweeter than your bones. So this is actually a pretty good deal for you. And listen, it's not my business. If you don't want to take the car, that's fine.
It's as equally as good as your bones.
It's just, I think it's better than the bones.
The color of the paper is actually called bone, for what it's worth.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, honestly, we've gotten some pretty sweet stuff from it, and this is a You know, if you don't want to take this one-time offer, that's fine.
Yeah, sure.
That's fine. We'll probably never be through here again, but, you know.
If it's a one-time deal, okay. You did roll 20.
I'd say right now we're operating with, like, 75% bad in my deck right now.
He doesn't have to pull it immediately, right? We should get to the bridge first.
Yeah,
we'll get
to the
bridge. Yeah. We'll get to the end of the bridge.
Oh my god, thank you.
Not that these cards are dangerous, but once we get to the bridge, I'll have you pull one.
It'll be like a little parting gift.
So exactly. Remember us by.
I don't want to risk anything good happening.
Yeah.
That is powerful. Let's go. Lead the way, my good collector friend.
Why are we trying to ruin the collector's life?
Because you guys are sociopaths.
25% chance we improve the collector's life.
It might be good.
You don't. It's okay. It's fine.
So he leads you. The taller folks' necks are going to hurt a lot because it's a lot of crouching.
Stooping.
And every once in a while, a scythe blade like rips through. But he's able to lead
so
you
scary.
To the bridge. And you can see there is a big bridge crossing. You don't want to know what's in this water down here.
Lonnie, do not drink that.
Hard to say.
Okay, so we get to a bridge. Are we outside?
Yeah, so it like basically opens up and there is a bridge. There's water. On the other side, there is what appears to be a large fortress that is carved from white marble.
Okay.
So basically everything behind you is that sort of cave system.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this bridge.
So we are outside, sorry.
Right, yes.
Well, thank you, the collector. I wish we got to learn a little more about you. You seem like a really interesting fella.
I'm a bit one note.
Yeah, it's fair.
I mean, we haven't gotten a lot of time to get to know you. I'm sure you're multifaceted.
We all have depth.
Expert card fan. Like, I believe one of these is yours.
Okay.
He pulls a card.
Fuck. A rare or rarer magic weapon with which he is proficient appears in his hands. The DM chooses a weapon.
Oh!
That's the best thing that could ever happen.
Okay, actually, this is good now. We don't have to feel bad about ruining his life. He made it better. He can get more bones.
But you know, Bachman's going to keep pulling until he kills all of us because he thinks it's funny. And then the campaign is going to be done, and the story's going to be Bachman pulled a card and it blew up.
Bachman just like full Dr. Manhattan at the end of the
yeah, just like rising to space.
So it's a magical. It seems to be. It's got an axe head on one side and a spike on the other side.
Oh boy, that can fit so many skulls on it.
And it does. The handle is all made out of bones.
Sick.
Oh, that's so cool.
And he looks at it and he's like,
hand side.
And he sees the big axe. And then he goes, and rat side. And it's the spiky part.
Toby is on the ground laughing, cackling. You stupid motherfucker.
What do you want to trade for that axe?
I don't.
No, you have to learn a lesson. Bye, collector.
Dog, this could have gone really bad, but it went good for you, honestly, so.
His guts just dragged off by everybody else screaming and reaching for the axe.
Take another one. So do we see any 100-foot tall minotaurs, my good friend?
You do not.
Yeah, are we like stepping onto the bridge right now? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we probably want to go quote unquote stealthily.
It does seem to be sort of abandoned. Does
the bridge look sturdy?
It's a big bridge. Oh. And it's like 100 feet down to the water kind of thing. It's like a big thing.
Big ass bridge.
Cool. All right. Yeah, we continue forward.
Yeah, I think we all step dragging forward onto the bridge at the same time. Our heels hit the bridge at the same time.
And I'm flying.
You're flying?
Well, Toby's always on his broom unless
otherwise stated. Okay.
Dragging a sobbing scud. So does that mean the next one is 100% bad? They're all bad now, Bachman?
No, that would be that I would assume that I have four cards. I've got a few more.
That is true. I did assume that.
It's just that there are a lot.
So now it's like 83% bad.
Yeah.
It took 100% of my brain power to work out four cards too.
So you cross the bridge stealthily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Roll a stealth check for me, please.
My dice are really like 11 tonight.
I got a 25.
That's a 20 for me.
15.
11.
It's the weeping.
Yeah, it just very much is.
Scud is clearly not being very quiet, and you all just hurry. You hurry across the bridge as quickly as possible. Up ahead of you is a large entrance to this sort of big marble thing. It's probably like 40 feet by 30 feet wide. 40 feet tall, 30 feet wide. This big,
that's big.
Sort of,
that's yeah, very big.
Big honking entrance area.
Oh, wow.
And it is made out of white marble. There are some splashes of brown blood and chunky, viscous stuff here and there. You can see from where you're standing.
Okay, is any of it newer?
It doesn't seem super new. Doesn't seem super new.
Gotcha.
But it's not just bones. There are some chunks in it.
Like flesh or like flesh. Scabs?
Viscera?
Some viscera. Gotcha. But it's all brown and meat. Crinkled.
Yeah. The collector could have got so much more bones here, but okay. I guess something bad happened at some point. I don't know. Lonnie, try opening that door.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. It's an open thing. You can just walk
in. Oh, good job. You're doing great. Nice job.
I go in.
Okay.
Invisible.
Nothing happens.
Okay.
Whoa.
What? I run around the room on the walls.
You don't need to keep rubbing egg salad on the walls.
It's just covered.
Roll perception for me.
Oh, shit, that's an at 20.
Nice. 20, 20, 11, 20.
31.
Whoa.
Wow.
Camera zooms in on her face. Pupils dilate.
What do my elf eyes see, Michael?
She does the Byakugan. Yeah. Where my Naruto head's at.
Sometimes you feel bad when you ask someone to roll for no reason and then they roll really well. So you see this is clearly the beginning of another labyrinth.
Fuck. Ah, no.
But it does not look quite the same as the old one. And it is much sort of higher end, I guess. I don't know. It's all white marble.
That's what rocks.
Like, oh, this is the labyrinth for rich people.
We're in a West Elm over here. We're not in a Target anymore.
Yeah.
Do I see any illusion walls? Or are we full on hard?
You don't see any illusion walls.
Okay. Does it branch off or what have you?
Yeah, it splits down at the end.
All right. Well, no illusions. Should we always go left or something? What do you think?
Isn't that the rule with mazes?
I think mm-hmm. if we all split up, it increases the chances one of us finds us.
No. You'll accidentally fall into that old beach that makes you old.
When we walk to the end, can we do like a check then? Be like, get a sense of like,
right? Yeah,
like a perception on like
any,
which way
any evil energy.
Yeah.
Yes, you absolutely can.
Sure.
Okay, so you walk in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Definitely, 100%.
I'm scared.
Once you're all inside, a huge door slams down behind you.
Crap!
Just like a drawbridge-y kind of, just goes straight down.
Yeah. Boom.
A portcullis, am I right, Jennifer?
Yes.
A portcullis, thank you. And you hear the low rumbling of a bestial growl. And this is where we'll end this episode.
No! What is it, Michael? Is it a kitty?
No, it's a beast.
Oh.
A beast?
What kind of beast? Is it like...
A beast.
A minotaur?
Yeah, what does it look like?
If a person had to play the beast...
You don't see it.
Would it be a Tim Curry beast? Would it be a Skarsgård beast? What kind? Is it a sexy beast? A scary beast?
It's the collector and he's pissed.
Is it a roast beast?
A roast beast? An apple beast?
Oh my gosh.
It's a Golden Age X-Men the beast.
Okay.
No reviews this week. Thank you so much, everyone, for giving us the reviews.
Yes.
We are, you know, we're getting closer to April 2021. Wow, that's crazy. Right?
I will say, if you haven't given us a review yet, it does make us happy.
It makes us happy.
When you give us a nice review, it does make our day. So
it's a 1-to-1 smile factory.
It's true. It actually is like a 1-to-5 smile factor.
Yeah.
Whoa. It is.
Because you will make all 5 of us smile.
And if you leave a nice and good review, you might hundreds of thousands of smiles.
That's
who's
right.
To say forever?
So, wow. Mm-hmm. What a deal.
What a deal.
Yeah. Cumbertonian, leave a review. They just said in the chat, they're like, I should try leaving a review.
Maybe
you should.
Cumbertonian is the number one review champion.
That is true. I wonder who has left the most. I can't imagine many people have left more than five.
I think that Comerdonian is the king of reviews for sure. So if you want to beat him, then you got to make leaving reviews.
30 reviews.
I just left 3 more.
You can get arrested. No, maybe not call that hard. They're going to fucking take us off Apple or something.
This
like
is
that.
Fake.
But thank you so much for hanging out, for listening, both on twitch.tv/geeklyinc and in the podcast zone.
Yes.
It means the world to us.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on being good to people. Give other podcast reviews. Tell friends about our show, other shows, you name it.
All the shows.
Do it. Do it all. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at DD Podcast. We're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning. And we just finished the Naruto.
Wow.
And Naruto. So now we're moving on to Naruto Shippuden in a couple weeks.
Whoa.
And I was naughty and I watched the first episode of Naruto Shippuden. It is so fucking good. So I'm so excited to get out of that shitty filler into the real shit. But our filler episodes were really, really good because they're insane.
I feel like that's how it goes, though, right? Yeah. When the content is not as good, you rise to the occasion.
Exactly.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me at Nika_Howard.
And I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling and entertaining podcasts. Needing your fan art fix? Check out the hashtag Drunks and Doodles for fan art that rolls a nat 20. And don't forget to follow our editor, David, on Twitter at SpudCam. After you finish learning about bear tars, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We will be back next week. Until then, keep it dicey. Background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
Please roll high. Give me a good one, baby.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mother shit ass. Oh, that's a 9.